and they said, "We want you to serve on the school board." Vice president of the bank here had died. He could have been president. But anyway, he had died and he was on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And says, "We want you to serve on that." I said, "Good gracious alive." I said, "I got a lot to do here." I said, "Well, we want you to at least try it out. And you'll be interviewed by the grand jury." And that's what you did. You go down there, they would interview you and decide. And I just agreed to do it because I was interested in getting, you know, people up here getting an education.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I felt I was lucky growing up, but everybody didn't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it happened. Wow. And it just went on and on. And when I went with the city, I couldn't do both. So my last was 1981, March of 81, I think.
So what did you do between working at the pants factory and working for the city?
Well, just a short period of time, I just looked around to figure out what I was going to do. And the fellow that owned the Chevrolet agency, he came to me and told me, he said, be like people on welfare if you live without. He was kidding. He said, if you live without working, you might want to get on welfare. He was kidding me. But anyway, I went out there and I did some things for him, and in a short period of time, the mayor came to me and asked me if I would work for the city. I said, "Well, gee, I don't know, mayor. Sometimes you don't have a measure on city and county employees,
yeah,
like you do at that time in Motion City."
But
anyway, we laughed about it, and I got the job from that. Of course, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good fit because I knew the people, and it worked out real well for me.
What sort of things did you do as a city administrator then? What sort of tasks were they?
Every department of the city reports to the city administrator. And then the city administrator, you report to the mayor and council. And then that just simplifies the procedure, but it's gotten more complicated through the years because the things you have to do in personnel that you didn't have to do years mm-hmm. ago. But now I don't know how many people they have with the city, but when I retired, I worked till I was 70.
Wow. And you just enjoyed it?
Oh yeah, sure. Sure, I enjoyed working. I enjoyed it. The Carl Vinson Institute of Government had made a study of Roslyn Alpharetta about things that they could do together, maybe all the North County go under one government, so forth. And then they came over here and the guy was talking to the group and he said, "Now, we find that Roswell is what we like to see," says, "we find a lean and mean administration." And he didn't even know that I was with, he didn't even know I was with the city.
Oh,
but anyway,
that's great.
That's just telling like it is. But you just, if you treat people right and try to be fair, most of them will cooperate with you.